This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A story now for the airline traveling public, of which there is a greater and greater number every year. More passengers on more crowded planes. The House voted back in April to approve the Federal Aviation Administration's reauthorization bill. The Senate has not yet. There are probably going to be changes to ticketing fees and some safety upgrades, but less progress with the air traffic control system, which is under strain because of the aforementioned more and more crowded planes. Marketplace's Renata Sago reports.
Air traffic control is the invisible hand that guides planes on the ground and in the skies. Sharon Pinkerton is with Airlines for America, a lobbying group for commercial airlines.
Air traffic control is really the internet of the skies.
She says the nation's current air traffic control system is safe, but it's in need of a refresh. U.S. passenger numbers hit 965 million last year, an all-time high according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. Eric Hansen with the U.S. Travel Association says some flights take longer than they did 15 years ago, and that congestion's one reason, but it's also because
the system that operates today is World War II era technology. It's a radar-based system. Is really holding back the efficiency of aircraft operation.
For decades, commercial air carriers and some lobbying groups have been trying to upgrade the nation's air traffic control system from radar to GPS. So far, the FAA says it's invested $4.7 billion in modernization. But Paul Lewis with the think tank Eno Transportation says it's been slow because, well,
it's a big hurdle to reform anything in government, and this would be a big major reform.
An early House version of the FAA reauthorization bill proposed privatizing the air traffic control system, but that was later removed. The Senate's still working on its version. Congress has extended the deadline for the bill 5 times so far. The next deadline is at the end of this month. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.